Okay, first of all, before I start, if I start coughing in the middle of this audio, I'm probably dying. I'm just kidding, I'm sick. So, this is the Get Jiggy with It questionnaire by Kiara. Hi, thank you for making this questionnaire, and I know a lot of people have filled it, so this is mine. It's 2 a.m., I'm bored. I can't sleep, so this is what I'm doing. Productive, I know. Okay, so number one, what would be harder? See, it's starting, guys. I'm dying. Confessing to someone that you love them or that you don't love them back. I guess confessing someone to love them isn't really that hard for me, so maybe. The hardest thing is that I don't love them back. I don't really get this question. I'm sorry. It's like confessing to someone that you love them and then you don't love them back. So I guess it's very confusing. So the harder part is that you don't love them back. I don't know. This is such a shitty answer. I'm so sorry. Okay, number two, what makes you bored? Like really, really bored. I mean, as long as I have my phone with me, I will never be really bored, but I guess talking about mathematics makes me really, really bored. I have this one professor, and I think she's teaching business calculus. Yeah. And there was this one time I recorded her talking. So it's not uncommon for students to record their professors talking so we can review what they said later. And so this professor has like a really, really calm voice and she talks in like a monotone manner and she like just reads off of the PowerPoint. So the minute she starts talking, even though I had like 12 hours of sleep, 9 hours of sleep, enough sleep, my eyes would just immediately droop, and I was just, oh my god, I feel so drunk, and oh my god, I feel so sleepy, I want to sleep. And the worst part is that, and the worst part is, I sit at the front, I can't sleep because she would immediately notice me. And I recorded her, and I couldn't sleep one night, so I thought about this crazy thing, like, what if I listen to her right now out of that recording that I made? And so I put my earphones in and I just play. And then, like, 30 seconds maybe after I hit the play button, oh my god, I fell asleep. Like, it's really funny. For me, I think I know that would be funny. Oh my god. But yeah, she makes me really, really bored. That subject is really, really boring. I'm sorry to all the people who are listening to this that love calculus, that love math. I'm sorry, I'm not made for math. And number three, what scares you the most and why? I don't know if I'm supposed to answer this in a very deep manner or just like a usual thing, like I'm scared of spiders. But okay, I'm gonna go with both. I don't know why, but if I see a spider, I'll just be like, okay, I'm gonna stay away from that. Like, nope. But if I see a frog, like, I don't fucking care how cute that frog is. If I see a frog and I see it jumping towards me, or I just see it, I'm gonna scream. Like, frogs for some reason freak me out. And also, like, when I dream about big open oceans, like, oh, ugh. No, I hate it. I hate that. I feel like there's some sort of creature following me around or just waiting there to come snatch me up. I hate open oceans so much, although I spend like a lot of time snorkeling. It's really ironic how I'm really scared of big oceans and at the same time I love it. But yeah, I hate the unknown so much. So I guess that's the deep answer that you're looking for, the ocean, because it's deep. Forgive me. Okay, how big is your bed? Well, I'm actually on my bed right now, and I'm sitting in the corner. It's good for two persons, I think, because when my cousin was over, her and I slept together in a bed, and it was comfortable enough to not be too cramped, but it wasn't big enough to, like, for us to move freely. But yeah, maybe if, you know, if we cuddle, you can fill in my bed. But yeah, it's decent sized. I think, like, smaller than a queen size bed. Yeah, it's decent sized. Okay, number 5. Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with a frozen Anna impersonator or a constipated clown? This is easy. I would rather be stuck with the frozen Anna impersonator who never breaks character. Like, that would be fun. I love Frozen, like, so much. Like, maybe if we get stuck in an island together, we would just be singing all the time. And Anna is very, very optimistic. So if you're stuck in an island, well, who better to be stuck in an island with? I mean, I would take Anna over the constipated clown, because it's like, I can't stand clowns. I hate clowns so much. Okay, number 6. With the exception of the computer... The computer isn't on. What can you hear? Well, I can hear the air conditioning. I'm actually a bit creeped out by this question. Oh my god. Well, am I supposed to hear anything weird? Because it's like 2 a.m. I'm not supposed to be hearing anything. Well, I can hear myself. I can hear the air conditioning and nothing else, thank god. Okay. Where am I? Okay, number 7. If you were in a serious long-distance relationship and you got to the point where you wanted to live together, what person would have to move? Well, I really want to travel, so I guess I would be the one to move. Because, like, I'm really, really tired of where I live. Not that I don't love my home, but, you know, just the province that I'm in. It's just, everything is constant, nothing is really changing, and I really, really want, like, a different scenery, a different culture, different kinds of people. You know, just new stuff, you know? So, yeah, I would have to move. Like, that wouldn't be such a big deal for me, since I've always wanted to move to places. And yeah, I've always wanted to change countries and just, you know, just generally just move around. Okay, number 8. If you had to choose one, would you rather always wear earmuffs or a nose plug? I would always just wear earmuffs, because if I wear, like, a nose plug all the time, my voice would sound like, my voice would sound like this. Now, I don't really want my voice to sound like this. So, yeah, earmuffs. What time is bedtime? This is really hard. I mean, sleep is for the weak, so I guess bedtime for me usually is about 4 a.m., except for the days when I'm really, really tired, and I just go to bed as early as 12 a.m. Yeah, have you ever waxed any part of your body, as in removed hair? Of course I have. I won't tell where, but I have. Would you rather have an extra finger or a missing toe? I mean, if the extra finger was useful, then why not? I mean, but if it's not, well, it's better to have a missing toe. 13. What feature do you like the most of your face and why? A lot of people know this, especially if you have me on Snapchat. I love my lips. Like, I don't know why, but I think that's the best feature on my face. And yeah, they're plump, and I like to put lipstick on them. So, yep, my lips. And 14, would you rather French kiss a fish or step on a Lego? Oh my God, I would rather French kiss a fish because I would die if I step on a Lego. Everybody knows this, okay? Okay, 15, can you close your eyes and raise your eyebrows? Yeah, I'm doing it right now. You can't see me, but I'm doing it. And I'm even wiggling my eyebrows. You can feel me wiggling my eyebrows. You just imagine it, feel it. I'm closing my eyes. Yep. In 16, if you would choose one trait that you would want your next asshole to have or do, what would it be and why? Oh my God, this is so hard. The one trait, maybe I guess. I'm speaking from my experience with my ex, but like respect for me and what I stand for. Like I'm used to being I'm used to being independent. I'm used to being like the independent woman who needs no man. Like respect that and do not have fragile masculinity, please. Like my ex was like that. Like no. 'Cause if you have fragile masculinity, oh my God, just no, get out. I can't handle that. Like a lot of guys where I'm from are like that, and it's like, boy, just no, like no. Cash me outside. How about that? And okay, which form of public transport do you prefer? Well, we don't, well, the bus, but like. I don't really ride the bus that much because buses here are only for long distance traveling. So we usually have the jeepney, but the jeepney is hot, so I would prefer the bus anytime. Okay, 19. What do you typically have for breakfast? If you don't eat breakfast, why? Well, I eat breakfast. I love breakfast. Like I could just eat breakfast during dinner and lunch, just breakfast all day. And I usually have fried rice for obvious reasons. I mean, no rice, no life, right? And I have this thing called longanisa. It's a Filipino dish that has garlic and grinded meat. And I don't really know what's in it. That's so embarrassing. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a sort of sausage and an egg, a fried egg. So here where I live, it's like the typical breakfast for a Filipino is like a silog, which is just fried rice and a fried egg and any other kind of ulam, which is the rice hopping that you like. And or you could have porridge, lugaw, which is rice porridge with, it's either with the innards of a pig or a boiled egg and some spring onions and fried garlic. So, yeah, Filipino breakfast is awesome, especially if there's rice involved. No rice, no life. Always remember this. And number 20, and the last question is, would you rather be a giant hamster or a tiny rhino? I'd rather be a tiny rhino because you could like carry me around in your pocket like a pocket Kylo Rhino. Whoa, Kylo Ren is sequels to Kylo Rhino. And so yeah, so whenever you like do something stupid, I would just really poke you with my magnificent horn. Or if you wanted to be woken up, you know, there's me, Kylo Rhino, poking you with my horn. I would be like a annoying reminder or an alarm clock, maybe. Yeah, Kylo Rhino at your service. So that's the end of the questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sorry if my voice sounds deeper than usual.
And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.